Hi, empaths, intuitives, artists, and alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast. This is Empath Entertainment with your host, Rachel. I'm the RN Entertainment. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. I wanted to present an idea in this episode that I've been exploring more deeply as I study internal family systems model of healing developed by Richard Schwartz. And it's working, it's a multiplicity model, working with your parts from the source of your true self, your true essence, which we call self with a capital S. And one of the ideas that I've really taken a hold of that has really helped me and supported me as a facilitator, as an energy worker, is this idea that compassion fatigue is a misnomer. What actually fatigues us are those empathic transmissions and entanglements, right? It's our empathy that fatigues us. It's actually the feeling of other people's pain and taking it on. That's what's burdensome. And while empathy is a component, it's a starting point for compassion, being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, compassion is actually a quality of your true self. That true self can't be damaged or hurt. That essence of you is actually the perfect healer for your system. It can help heal other people's systems as well and be supportive in that process. And it's just the perfect parent for those parts of you that are feeling alone, exiled. And the work that I do with internal family systems is facilitating that connection between this self with a capital S, your true self, your highest self, with parts of you. Sub-personalities that sometimes we over-identify with or we've disowned and pushed out. We might call the pushed out ones exiles. Usually they're very young or they have dealt with extreme traumatic situations. So they've been exiled out. And then we also have protectors we're working with. Some parts have more self-essence than others. Some are very infused with self-energy and might actually present like self. So we do some testing, right? We ask some questions to figure out, are we working with the embodiment of self-essence here? Or is this a part that is very similar to self? It's a self-like part, we might call it. And the reason I bring up the compassion fatigue idea is because what I've found in my work as a healer and facilitator is that my ability to sustain a day of sessions is, I have much more resilience and emotional fitness, and I'm able to have a full day of bookings and be able to manage that energetically because I'm no longer coming from an empathic part. And that was the real key idea I wanted to present. So the key idea I wanted to present is that empathic part of you is actually a protector. Sometimes it can be an exile. So we would check on that. We would test that. But it is a part of you that was that took on an extreme role at a time of stress, most likely at a young age. You could also be born in with it. That would be called a legacy burden. That might be for another episode. That's a little more in depth, but you can be born in with certain parts and burdens. So in fact, we are born in with parts. We are born in with parts. That's a natural people are multiples naturally. That's the idea of internal family systems. The empathic part was created or burdened at a certain point, put into an extreme role when it was most likely trying to maintain homeostasis in maybe a tumultuous environment, unpredictable environment, perhaps neglectful. relationship with caregivers. Could be break and bond, right? So that lack of attunement and feeling like there's danger might have created a need, a compulsive need to merge and attune to other people. And so we become really enmeshed with other people's emotions so that we can predict what's going to happen, right? So we can try to maintain some sense of homeostasis and make ourselves feel safe by being able to predict the tumultuous emotions of a parent dealing with dependency or mental health issues, right? Fighting amongst parents, right? Things like that. It might have forged this empathic sense that in order to feel safe, it could also be in vitro, right? If there's a lack of attunement with mother due to stress levels, while in utero, the baby might sense that lack of attunement and feel the need to sort of reach out to find, you know, that sense of connection. And that becomes this habitual pattern and this part that we identify with and sometimes merge with. And I mistakenly thought that was my healer. I mistakenly thought for the longest time, as long as I can empathize with somebody, that empathic nature is the healing essence in me. And it's not true. What I found is I can actually facilitate a connection with my true self and that empathic part. And what that means is it's not who I really am. So while I identify as empath in many circumstances, in many cases, it's also a part that my true self, my true healing nature, my true perfect parent of my system, my highest self, can forge a bond with and unburden, so that it's not put in this extreme role of compulsively enmeshing, compulsively taking on the physical pain, sensations, emotions, agendas of other people. This is helpful when we do one-on-one work, particularly energy healing, touch therapy of any kind, facilitating healing or coaching one-on-one, where we really have to connect intimately with somebody. Understanding that you can have a session in self-essence, it really alleviates that need to, that compulsive need to merge. And training myself to stay there, first as a client of internal family systems, meeting my parts and facilitating that connection with myself and my parts, really gives me a nice sense of self. I'm also doing that work as a facilitator. When I'm working with a client one-on-one, helping them facilitate a bond between their highest self and their parts for the purpose of healing, for the purpose of understanding and having more harmony in the system, I'm also doing the work inside of me, making sure I'm full of self-essence, that my parts that are coming up are willing to soften back as I maintain that self-energy, particularly that empathic part. It's very self-like. There's a lot of self-energy in that part. It wants to heal. But it's not compassion. It's literally feeling the pain, which also sometimes gives me the idea that others are a burden. And that's very, that's not helpful or conducive to a life purpose and a life mission of helping and healing others. It's a hindrance, isn't it? So I put to you again, compassion fatigue is a misnomer. Compassion is a sign that you are in self-energy. And that is the part of you that can't be damaged. And this part is limitless. What's really causing the exhaustion If it is about others and relationship, it's empathy. It's that empathic sense. So empathic fatigue is probably a better term. So let me know what you think of this topic. Was this interesting? Does it make sense? Did it land? Reach out to me via my website, urbanempath.com. You can check out my services there. And social media on Instagram, urban_empath. I'd love to meet you there. I'm also doing live streaming on YouNow, younow.com/urbanempath. It's a much more laid back, behind the scenes version. And I'm having so much fun meeting you all in the chat there too. So I look forward to seeing you in those places. And thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.